California's laws governing surface water in the state are notoriously complicated. But when it comes to groundwater, the subsurface aquifers that feed wells for residential, agricultural, industrial, and even municipal uses, Leonard Holt observes there is a single basic rule.
In California, the water under your property belongs to you.
But in practice, adds Ruth Furch, it's not really simple at all.
There are 12,000 wells in the Santa Rosa Plain. That's a lot of dipping into one groundwater basin.
Both Furch, a longtime Sonoma County Planning Commissioner, and Holt, who currently sits on Santa Rosa's Board of Public Utilities, are part of a group that is coordinating a series of three informational workshops about groundwater issues in the Santa Rosa Plain. The first one will be held in Santa Rosa tomorrow night, with others in Sebastopol and Roanoke Park to follow over the next 2 months.
The intent of this is to see where the groundwater is, what kind of water it is. Are there areas where it's being overpumped? Are there additional areas where there might be more of a supply of groundwater? The basic idea is to make sure that this is a resource that can be used on into the future.
Right now, Holt adds, nobody knows how much water lies under the 80,000 acres of the Santa Rosa Plain, nor how much is being taken out, where, or at what rate. But the large number of active wells and anecdotal accounts of long-established wells that are no longer productive have fueled concerns that the subterranean water is being extracted faster than it can recharge.
Recharge is a natural phenomenon. It's been going on for decades. Unfortunately, development has paved over a lot of these recharge areas, and the water runs off the pavement into our streams and does not go into the groundwater.
A soon-to-be-completed study by the U.S. Geological Survey is expected to provide some answers about the size and location of the local aquifers, and the Sonoma County Water Agency is considering installing a series of monitoring wells to track the level of the underground water table. All this is vital information for managing the use of the resource, a process Furch likens to maintaining a household budget that right now is full of unknowns.
You've got how much water in and how much water out and how much you have in reserves in the savings account. So we don't really know what we have in reserves, and we're not altogether sure how much we use on an annual basis. And you also can't predict what your income stream will be because there's runoff and will it be a rainy or a dry season?
With a host of competing interests and claims involved, Furch acknowledges that fleshing out that budget will be a difficult process. But failing to do so, she adds, could take the decision-making out of local hands.
There'll be struggles between urban areas and unincorporated areas, between agriculture and residential, between private well owners and corporate well owners. So there's going to be a lot of discourse on all those variables. But we either come to grips with this or the state will tell us what we're going to do. Most everyone, I think, will prefer that we maintain control of our own water resources.
There's one other enduring truth about water in California, Furch adds. The thirsty southern half of the state is always looking for more. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.